and welcome to episode 19 of Gossip Column, the show that discusses who is going where in January, and we approach the final week of this January transfer window. Yes, any deals that need to be made need to be wrapped up pretty soon, because we're running out of time to get signings over the line, and with that in mind, I better crack on and dissect what's in the mailbag today. First up, we go to Chelsea again. Yes, Chelsea, always the front runners as per usual, and it's Callum Hudson-Odoi again. That sort of story is quieting down over the last couple of weeks, but it's built up again, because yesterday Hudson-Odoi has reportedly, well, he has handed in a transfer request and he wants to leave Chelsea. There's now going to be a contract signed at Stamford Bridge. It's all about where he moves and whether Chelsea are permitted to sell him with the money that comes in, because Bayern Munich are set to make a £40 million bid. But the fact he's put in a transfer request has also got RB Leipzig monitoring the situation. So if you were a betting man, it looks like the youngster is going to be off to Germany between now and the end of January. So, you know, in the next week, will we see him in different colours than blue? Very much so. And it could be the same for his, well, I guess soon to be former teammate, Alvaro Morata. They both look like they're leaving Stamford Bridge, with Morata looking set to go back to Madrid. But the different time this time around is that it's not Real Madrid, it's Atletico Madrid. Yes, the 26-year-old is set to finalise his loan move, and that means that, obviously, what with Higuain now finally part of the Chelsea forward ranks, there's no real need for Morata as well, especially when you've got Giroud. You don't need three centre-forwards when you're playing one up top. So Morata, the odd man out, and his spell looks like it's coming to an end. It's been an unremarkable spell, really, for a man was bought with so much promise and for so much money. So yes, I think it's time for Morata to move on. Staying in Chelsea, bloody hell. And Eden Hazard is, you know, nothing really new here, but just to repeat the fact that he is Real Madrid's top transfer target for the summer. They also have a plan B, or it might be a plan A plus one, because that is Christian Eriksen from Tottenham. Now, whether they get both of them, I'm not too sure, but it's worrying times for both fans of the London Cubs, because, you know, Hazard, you could argue, has he outgrown Chelsea, perhaps? Eriksen, not putting pen to paper on a new contract. So there is always that danger that either or both could leave, and that would be very much their loss and Real Madrid's gain. Man United, again, they're being linked with Steven Bergwijn of PSV. Bayern Munich now in the race to join him as well, to sign him, sorry. I think Bayern Munich obviously looking for youth, because their sort of ageing squad is getting to the end of its cycle. Ribery, Robben, so they're looking for the new incumbents, so whether that's Hudson-Odoi and Bergwijn, possibly. I think, like I say, they're trying to sort of rejuvenise things after a difficult season under Niko Kovac's management. It's obviously, is it a transitional phase? Perhaps. Will Niko Kovac even be in charge of the club next season? You don't really know, do you? It depends if Bayern Munich can try and kick on and win the league title, but that's looking less than likely with the former Dortmund this season, though they won yesterday. Arsenal, they're keen on signing Malcolm. Tottenham are also keen on signing Malcolm, reportedly on loan. So is that a case of Malcolm in the middle between the two North London clubs? Perhaps. But yeah, if Arsenal are only looking at loan deals, you know, that could be a possibility. But obviously, there was a bit of a sticking point with the fact they couldn't get Denis Suarez. So you do have to wonder if Barcelona are going to be willing to do business on this front also, or instead of. Man United, they're saying they're not going to rush into a decision about their new manager, even though Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has won 8 games in a row, all 8 games that he's managed. What else can he do? Well, nothing really. All he can do really is maybe win a trophy, but I think the more he keeps doing this, I think they've got Burnley in midweek, that could be easily 9, and then you just got to keep winning, and then you make the decision. Well, it's either a tough one or an easy one, or it puts him in a position where it's so hard to say, no, you can't have the job. That's all Solskjaer can do at this moment. Palace, they want to take Gary Cahill on loan. Fulham also want to take Gary Cahill on loan, but it could be sort of a circumnavigation where Gary Cahill goes to Palace, and because of that, Scott Dunn goes to Fulham. So a bit of a triangular move between three London clubs. That would be interesting to see, but Gary Cahill obviously not getting any minutes at Chelsea. He's sort of kicking his heels, and I think he could do certainly a job for one of those two teams. Who needs him more? Perhaps Fulham with their sort of situation, but Palace, obviously, they're not safe from, you know, any relegation battle, so anything they can do to shore up their back line would obviously be most welcome. Stoke, looking into the Championship now, and they've made a £9 million bid for Sam Vokes. New Stoke manager Nathan Jones looks like he's been given funds to try and salvage anything from Stoke season. I mean, they could still make the playoffs, but it's going to take a good run of form for that to happen. And if it is going to happen, they're going to need goals, and they are identifying Sam Vokes as the man to deliver those. Southampton, they're considering a bid for Rangers' captain James Tavernier. The right back is wanted by the Saints. It's going to cost them $8 million, which pretty much, I wouldn't say a bargain, but it would be good value. But I don't know if Steven Gerrard is willing to sell. But then do Rangers need to sell? You know, obviously, their financial situation isn't the most secure. So any sort of offer like that, and you sort of think, well, might be too good to turn down. I know in the grand scheme of things in today's market, $8 million isn't a lot. But like I say, Rangers could probably do that $8 million. So they'll have to weigh that up as a very tempting offer. Newcastle, they're going to try and revive the bid for Antonio Barreca, the Monegasque player. Actually, no, he's Italian, but he plays for Monaco. So, where were we? Yeah, a loan deal, which I mentioned earlier in the week. But, yeah, nothing seems to be happening there. They seem to be digging their heels on that front. So, like I say, any Newcastle rumour, take it with a pinch of salt, because you just have no idea if it ever will come along or not. Vincent Kompany, he is in talks to sign a new contract. But whether that's going to happen, I don't know. Due to his fitness concerns, Man City, are they going to be willing to lock him down for another big deal? Because he's 32. Obviously, he's been a great servant to the club. But when injuries take their toll and they get the better of you, you do have to sort of then think, well, what's the real value in another sort of year or two, perhaps? Where else? Not really news, but Alisson, he's announced that he and his wife are having a baby, a second child. Is that really gossip? Bloody hell, BBC, you're not doing me any favours today, are you? And staying in Liverpool, seats for their last Premier League game of the season are already being offered at $6,000 in case it is the one where they get the Premier League title. So that, or it could be the worst $6,000 you've ever spent, I don't know. And that is about it. Again, not really the most bumper bag, but I think, like I say, because we're getting to the end of the month, we're sort of running out of rumours, that all the sort of business has been done. There's still obviously time to get deals over the line, but the whole sort of multitude of transfer rumours is starting to thin out, so it makes my job slightly easier. So not even 10 minutes of your time, about 8. And with that in mind, don't forget, sign up for Loserpool. We're back to the Premier League this midweek, so it's time for Loserpool picks. Again, £1,000 for the last man standing, and all I've really got to say from that, if I remember my words, is that my name's Dan Tracy. This is a Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until tomorrow, I'll be back. Goodbye.